Good evening, everybody. Brian Newbert here from GoldenBlack.com, live in his car once again with your Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast following Purdue's 70-53 loss to number 7 Michigan in Mackey Arena on a day full of circumstance for Boilermaker basketball. I have a low tire here because it's so cold, so hopefully it doesn't explode on the way home while I'm driving back from Mackey Arena. But this is your Golden Black Radio Express postgame podcast brought to you by our friends at Fallout's Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, Charters Team Remax Ability Plus, JFQ Lending, and Gridiron Metalworks. Purdue loses 70-53 to Michigan, number 7 Michigan, a borderline elite team. Not the biggest story of the day for Purdue basketball, hard as that may be to believe. A couple hours before tip-off, news that was getting out not so quietly was made official when Purdue announced that Sasha Stefanovic has contracted COVID-19, will be lost for at least 3 games in at least 17 days. First and foremost, and most importantly, we hope everything is fine for Sasha Stefanovic. This is not a virus to be taken lightly, even for young people. I know many of you will tell me, yeah, well, he's young and healthy, so he's not going to die. Emmanuel Dewona didn't die either. He's practiced like 5 times this year, so you can spare me your survival rates. This is just obviously very, very unfortunate news for Purdue from a competitive standpoint as well. Not that that's necessarily the most important part of this, but it is an important part of this for sure. Purdue was playing really, really well, figuring things out on the fly, improving as it went, and now it gets dealt another disruption after, you know, Emmanuel Dewona wouldn't have been a rotation player this year probably, so that's a circumstance, though, that they've dealt with. Eric Hunter certainly is a rotation player, a very important player. He had a knee injury to start the year. Jaden Ivey, obviously a rotation player, hurt his foot or had a foot issue, missed a bunch of games. And now Stefanovic has COVID-19. And that's 10 games you played with all of your key players. You were 7-3 in that time. You'd won 4 games in a row, 3 of them on the road, and things were really looking up for you, and now you get dealt another significant disruption. But hey, this was the these were the conditions on the ground for everybody all year long. This is what, you know, college basketball signed up for in trying to play a season during a pandemic. You saw how that went in football, and this was always the ugly little gremlin, you know, that was always kind of leering over your shoulder, waiting to strike, waiting to jump on your back and tear your hair out. I don't know what the hell that means, but I'm trying to come up with something graphic to describe how ugly this stupid, clever virus is. The thing that surprised me is that, to put this as ethically as I can, because I'm not into outing people's personal medical information, COVID-19's path to affecting Purdue basketball this season was a very narrow one, shall we say. And Sasha Stefanovic was one of the lone players eligible to receive this particular virus this season. And, you know, sure enough, it just goes to show you how difficult it is to keep this thing away. But, you know, you have a college basketball season, you have these college basketball players on a campus where you're bringing tens of thousands of people back from holiday break. They all scattered, went home, came back. Again, I don't know, or I shouldn't say again because I never said this in the first place, I don't know how he got it. It's none of my business how he got it, but I'm just saying it's funny how all of these cases showed up in football right after, like, Thanksgiving. And then, you know, for Sasha Stefanovic's case anyway, it shows up right after, you know, people come back from the holiday break. Nevertheless, it's not important. He has COVID. He is lost for, you know, a pretty significant amount of time. 3 games, a lot of games. The only good news here is that, you know, Purdue has this 8-day break brought on by Nebraska's COVID problems, because Nebraska, that game would have moved into this 8-day window had they not continued to have the issues they've had. So the good news here is that Purdue has some time off. That's one less game probably you miss with Stefanovic. It's practices to acclimate to life without him, and that really showed up in this game against Michigan that I'm finally getting around to talking to. You know, Purdue really struggled offensively. Michigan's a great team. Don't get me wrong. They have elite players. They have elite-level experience. And there's no reason to think whatsoever necessarily Purdue would have beaten Michigan with Stefanovic, but it would have been a hell of a more competitive game. That much I can tell you for certain. Purdue shot 31% from the floor. They committed too many ugly turnovers. They scored only 53 points at home, which is not like them, directly attributable to Sasha Stefanovic. This is the asterisk you put on this outcome here, because I don't know if people necessarily realize or recognize what he means to Purdue offensively. He is such an important element to what they do, not just the shots he makes, but the attention he draws, the stuff he opens up for everybody else because of that attention. It's not quite to the same level, but it's very similar conceptually to what Isaac Haas did when he was at Purdue and what Carson Edwards and Ryan Klein as a tandem did 2 years ago, in terms of that's the decision that people have to make defensively, and what they do, you play off. But Stefanovic, basically, as I in our rap video, I compared him to that great wide receiver who spreads the field in football and opens things up a little bit for everybody else, pulls the safeties back, whatever it might be. He's that guy for Purdue. He's the guy who spaces the floor, who draws everybody's eyeballs at all times, allows people to sneak in behind him, allows people to move into spots that he's drawn defenders out of. It's just such an important part of what Purdue does offensively, having him, and it's something they have tried to weaponize, you know, the best they can. I've actually written about this before, if you want to go back and find that. He's just such an important part of what they do. Arguably, you know, Trayvon Williams and Zach Edey are Purdue's centerpiece, but Sasha Stefanovic is arguably Purdue's most important and influential offensive player for that reason. You can go back and watch it on film all season long. You can see what defenses do against him and how it matters for Purdue. And when you have to play without that, you know, it's not something that you can't win. It's not a deal where you can't win. But doing so on 2 days practice against the number 7 team in the country, that just ain't happening. And, you know, it's not like the other part of this, too, is when you remove a known commodity, your most reliable player probably out of the mix on an already young team, there's very little, you know, parachute there for you. It's just, you just go from really young to prohibitively young. And you've got Brandon Newman playing a different position on the fly tonight. You've got Jaden Ivey playing more minutes, bearing more responsibility. You've got Ethan Morton playing more minutes and bearing more responsibility. You just get younger at a point in the season where you should start to feel a little bit less young. And it's just an absolute toxic mix for Purdue tonight. And for that reason, again, I'm not saying Purdue beats Michigan with Sasha Stefanovic, but it does put an asterisk on this outcome for sure. You needed something else to happen here offensively to even have a chance. You needed to have a magic three-point shooting night elsewhere. It's really hard to do without Stefanovic. You ended up taking only 12. This is a team that shot like 35 of those things against Penn State in its last home game. You end up only shooting 12. Michigan took away the three-point line even without Stefanovic, made Purdue try to beat it off the dribble. It did, but it didn't finish around the basket enough for it to matter. Purdue only makes 2 3-pointers this whole game. Brandon Newman made 2 early in the second half. And you just didn't have enough going on here offensively to even have a chance. You probably needed Trayvon Williams to go for like 30 tonight. And I don't have a box score on me, but he had 14, but was like 6 of 19 from the floor. Very unlike him. He and Hunter Dickinson, two of the best big men in the league, kind of played each other to a standstill, neither of them playing very well. So they kind of canceled each other out. So you needed something else to happen to really have some life offensively if Trayvon Williams was simply going to, you know, kind of cancel out Michigan's, you know, star on the interior. You didn't get anything. You didn't really get much of anything from anyone. Nobody played terribly well. You know, Jaden Ivey had 12, but he was, you know, pretty inefficient in doing so. Eric Hunter was pretty inefficient. Isaiah Thompson did some positive things, but not nearly enough to influence the outcome of this game. Brandon Newman made the 2 threes. That was essentially all. I can't really think of him getting any more looks than that. You just really didn't have a whole lot going on tonight. And, you know, Stefanovic in the game, I think you would have made this much more of a game than you actually were able to. I think that goes without saying. But I just want to underscore the point that Stefanovic is so important to what Purdue does. And it's such a significant loss for Purdue at this point in the season. He will be back. So talking about this in the past tense is not appropriate here, but he will be back. He'll miss at least 2 more games. Obviously, the question becomes, what kind of shape is he in after 17 days in the hole? We have no idea. No guarantee he you know, passes those tests in 17 days. You have to assume he will, but no guarantee there either. So it's at least two more games, at least 17 days, but no guarantees on that end either. There are no guarantees about anything in 2020, 2021 for this college basketball season or life in general, as we well know. So, you know, Purdue will hope this goes by as quickly as can be, but your best case scenario here is still three games total and 17 days without a crucially important player. Good news is, again, you've got 8 days off. You've got some practice to try to figure out some answers, maybe put in some new stuff. I have no idea. But you got Minnesota next weekend, at Maryland after that. Those are the games Stefanovic is certain to miss. Two games you can definitely lose, but two games, you know, that would have been very winnable too with Stefanovic. Now, you know, who knows what they look like next week. We'll see what they do during this week of practice. But, you know, Purdue's got a lot to figure out here, a lot to overcome, and that's kind of been the story of its season thus far. And, again, 10 games with all of your key players this season, you were 7-3. So that's what Purdue has to try to work back toward, whether it be right now without Stefanovic or later on when it gets Stefanovic back. So that's what I got, everybody. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. And thank you to Fouts Purdue Bookstores, Purdue Federal Credit Union, the East End Grill, Charters Team Remaxability Plus, JFQ Lending, and Gridiron Metalworks for your support. So we'll talk to you again next week after Purdue plays Minnesota. Thanks, everybody.